And there are mixed reviews from Pittsburghers as to whether it's an accurate depiction or not. Can you imagine a dialect coach for Pittsburghese? You know, it's like, go downtown, go downtown. Get in your car and go downtown, you know. Kind of like My Fair Lady, except different. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio with links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Stream, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the gates and the company clinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when the meeting it was called, and when those company boys came round, she always stood her ground. No, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. No, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
Sisterhood band at the Saturday White Brigade. Welcome to this hour. Welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade. We, in a moment, will chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Meet Me at the Oak, a historical drama set in 1955 Louisiana following a long-standing black family, their new white neighbors, and the rising tensions between the two families over an oak tree that holds deep significance. Meet Me at the Oak runs from February 19th through March 1st at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rau Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details are available at newhorizontheater.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
We were talking about Jimmy Hoffa in our last hour. James R. Hoffa, the R standing for Riddle, his mom's maiden name. And time for another riddle for you right now. It's time for today's brigade charade. This is the type of charades involving only audio. A little bit of an extra challenge. We've figured out a way to keep the pictures from coming out over the air to you. It's just going to be words. And today's clue is found on a special list. Found on a special list. Syllable, it's four syllables altogether. Yes, four syllables. Syllable one, lodging. Syllable two, avarice. Syllable three, poor grade. Syllable four, picnic spoiler. A charge comes to you if you can correctly solve this. The clue is found on a special list, and there are four syllables as follows: lodging, avarice, poor grade, and picnic spoiler. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I went up to the mountain because you asked me to. Up over the clouds to where the sky was blue, I could see all around me everywhere. I could see all everywhere. Sometimes I feel like I've never been nothing but tired. And I'll be working till the day I expire. Sometimes I
the gift of you.
That's the group called Hot Soup. And God Danced. Recorded live in our studios back on February 28th, 2009. Some of these live recordings are great to hear. Patty Griffin did Up to the Mountain, a song for Dr. Martin Luther King. Here again is this morning's Brigade Charade. We're looking for a four-syllable word. The clue is found on a special list. Syllable one, lodging. Syllable two, avarice. Syllable three, poor grade. Syllable four, picnic. Spoiler, there is still a chance for you to join us on the air by phone if you care to. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. I just had the pleasure of speaking with John and Marjorie in Harrisville. They got the correct answer. They said their first guess was most wanted. Is those found on a special list. Not that. Mike and Mars got the correct answer by text and a correct answer from Mark and Irwin and from Tom and McCandless, Russ in North Carolina, Larry in Elwood City got it, and so did Rich in Freeport. And playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio is Ralph. He got the correct answer. And so did Tommy, who joins us now. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
You got this very quickly. The phone was ringing almost. It wasn't ringing. It was flashing. Phones don't ring in here.
I wonder why. Yeah.
No, it's funny. They don't ring, and Ricky and I both have kind of a sixth sense. We can tell when it's flashing, even if we're not looking at it, which is odd. Might be good peripheral vision or just this strange intuition, but we both kind of know.
You remember years ago when the Jimmy Baker scandal was the big thing in the news, and Tammy Faye was singing, and one newscaster commented, she said, the old saying is, it isn't over until it's over. Didn't even quote it right. And the newscaster said, no, it isn't over. Then she broke into a song from him she was singing. And a newscaster said she got the wrong quote. It's supposed to be, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
I don't remember that.
The joke was that they got Tammy Faye in jail, and they scraped on her face and scraped on her face, and they found Jimmy Hoffa.
I was wondering where you were going with that. there have been so many rumors about Jimmy Hoffa, including, you know, he's on a pier somewhere or out to sea.
Yeah, he's under Giant Stadium.
Yeah,
right.
That was a big one.
Right.
But, you know, that's a mystery that I doubt will ever be definitively solved.
Well, even if he didn't die when they said he died in the 80s, he would be dead by now.
Oh, yeah, it's been 100.
He'd be, what, 120 years old?
Yeah, 113 years old. Only know because I was considering what his age would be when writing the history riddle. And, you know,
Getting back to the riddle at hand.
Oh, yes, yes. You figured
a lodging place is an inn. That was a shoe inn.
Mm-hmm.
And avarice. The only other word I know that would describe avarice would be greed. So that was the first two syllables, and the rest of it, poor grade, would be a D. And a picnic spoiler is always the ant. So, and I do a lot of cooking, and the first list of any recipe is the ingredient.
You've got it. Do you have a specialty for cooking, or something you especially like to cook?
I really like Italian, so I do, and a lot of Mexican, Tex-Mex. One of my favorites is shrimp quesadillas. I love that. And I do a lot of Italian sauces and lasagnas and parmesans, both chicken and mushroom. Yeah, so...
That sounds good. Those are things you can cook a batch of that, and what we would do anyways, cook a batch of that, and it would last a week, or freeze it.
Right. Or I'll make a pot of chili, and since I'm the only one in the house anymore, I'll put half of it in a half-gallon jar and freeze it.
Mm.
So, and it keeps forever.
I am the kind of person that could... Ricky might make... I don't know, a casserole. I could eat it, you know, four straight days. To me, it's like, that's just fine. It's fuel. You know, I don't need that same variety. There are some people that really want to have something different every day. And I could do that, too. It just doesn't matter as long as I eat. Are you like that, or do you like to make sure you get
that? I like to go on Pinterest or YouTube and just look for recipes. There's one is husband-pleasing recipes. And the ones that, like, wife will cook it and husband say, hey, make this again sometime soon. Those are really nice recipes, and they're usually easy. So... I do some of those as well.
You just lodged out of my brain something, and this was meant very playfully growing up. My mom would also always ask. She was a very adventurous cook, and she would always want to know what we thought of something new that she made. And my dad kind of taught us how to say we didn't like it in a nice way. And the way that was, Mom, we really liked this, but please don't make it again. we really liked this, but please don't make it again. And that was the standard way of expressing that. And I forgot all about that.
You didn't like it, but you said you liked it. So it isn't that, well, I'm going to go out there.
Yeah. We didn't.
Did not tell the truth.
Yeah, we didn't want to be mean-spirited, but at the same time, we wanted to be clear.
I heard a speaker years ago who said, if you don't tell the truth in everything, then you're bound to have the same thing happen to you again. If your wife makes something you don't really like, and you say, oh, honey, this is really good, you're going to get it again. So be truthful.
It's Ricky and I were talking about this the other day, that I said, you know, I'm not complaining, but I interact with quite a few people, and I often can't remember who I told what. And I said, that's what's so good about telling the truth, because if you don't have to worry about what you told.
You don't have to have as good a memory. That's right.
You don't have to worry about what you told to who. You know, it's always the same story.
And of course, that's one of the perks of being my age, is you get to tell the same jokes over, and young people are supposed to pretend they haven't heard them before.
Yeah. Why not? Well done coming up with ingredients.
Enjoying this morning. This is really, my weekend is off to a really good start.
I'm glad. Thank you, Tommy. And congratulations if you came up with ingreed D. Ants, ingredients. Another chance to
Ernest Saturday Light Brigade Charge coming up with our High Clue puzzle in about 15 minutes.
So well, the time of all the year, when winter calls with chilling breath for fireside and good cheer, a time for man and beast to stand and watch the seasons turn, to watch the sky for secret signs and God's true lessons learn. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the moon along the fallow fields does frosty white, and the moon along the fallow fields does silver shine.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson and a little extra time. Just enough time for this.
Hey, Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, solid steel from a Keysport town. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, it's Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, they're joining up in the CIO. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. 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 What did Jones and Lachlan steal Pittsburgh? Hey, what did Jones and Lachlan steal up and down the river as far as you can see Pittsburgh? Lord God, Pittsburgh. When Pittsburgh town smoke your town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town smoke your town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town smoke your town, steel on top, coal in the ground, Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Lord
broadcasting
God,
Pittsburgh. Live Pittsburgh, from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at slbradio.org. A special request from Russ coming up, along with our haiku.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall in blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. I hope the days that lie bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hay. Take the train from Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Colored cotton singing in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped jalebas we can wear at home. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express?
With the song Marrakesh Express, Ricky's I lost the ability to hear myself for a minute, so I said the Saturday Light Brigade three or four times. I could hear myself again, so do not adjust your Larry. All is fine. Our haiku is coming up in just a moment.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Yep, you audited today's High Clue. It has been audited. And here it comes. A stiff, lightweight shaft with a knock, fletching, spine, and a specialized tip. A stiff, lightweight shaft with a knock, fletching, spine, and a specialized tip. Those 17 syllables lead to one answer. Do you already think you know what it is? You just might, and if you do, here's hoping you will participate.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is a tough one. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Ross wanted us to play this song for Sharon and for him, and I bet you might enjoy hearing this song as well. It's a Saturday Light Brigade favorite from Neil and Leandra.
We've got an old love, one we never will get tired of. One that fits us like an old glove. One to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. I met you beneath the willow. We were young, a little shy, but we would sit and talk for hours and watch the river flowing by. And you would laugh at all my stories, and then at dusk I'd walk you home. Have guessed we'd walk a lifetime, growing up and growing old. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter day. We don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. We may not leave this town we live in, and life's not as easy as we planned. I always meant to give you diamonds, but you still wear a plain gold band. that old river keeps on rolling. And we don't know just what's in store. But in spite of all of this, I don't love you like I did. Oh, I love you so much more. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. Is old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway.
At the Saturday Light Brigade. And Neil and Leandra. and Old Love. Thank you, Russ. I just saw your notes. A lot of correct answers on our haiku. A stiff, lightweight shaft with a knock, fletching, spine, and a specialized tip. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. Let me check to see who else did. Rich in Freeport has it. So does Ralph in the South Hills. Tommy in Virginia. John in Carrick. John and Addie in East Deer have the correct answer, as does Patrick in South Park. Jim in Crafton Heights got it too. And so did Tom in McCandless. He joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know something's fishy when you think 18 degrees is warm.
It is warm. It seems warm, but it sure isn't. It's still quite cold out there. And I think this will end up being one of the coldest winters we've had in quite some time.
Well, somebody said since 1979.
We did have a lot. I remember 1979 as being a tough winter. 79 going into 80. There was a lot of snow. But, you know, we're warm. We're safe. You know, that's the good of it.
So, yeah, well, I hear it's supposed to be 60 degrees this week.
60? Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard last night. It was like Friday and Thursday or something like that. Be hitting the 60s.
That's amazing. What was chilly this morning? I was a little surprised when we walked out of the house, just how cold it was. Well, you knew this, and I wasn't sure how many people would know the correct answer. We'll have you share it before we talk about it. What is it that we're looking for?
Well, it's either arrow or arrowhead.
Yeah, it's an arrow. And parts of an arrow were what we included. The fletching would be the feathers or other bits of the back of the arrow. The spine is where the tip is attached. The nock is the notch or the mark to how far you pull back the bow. And the shaft is the body of the arrow. And there's a lot more to arrows than I realized looking through to learn more about arrows. I mean, it can be wood, carbon, fiber, bamboo, shafted, all sorts of things associated with arrows.
Well, I had kind of an alternate answer too.
Hmm.
And I'm wondering if you can guess it. You have to think outside of the bow. Answer.
Not a dart.
No.
Huh. A spear?
What? No.
Think outside of the bow. Oh, not a... Not like a cello or...
No.
Violin. I'm going to have trouble.
Well, you're getting in the right kind of direction, let's say. But you're kind of like, you're in the right, you're going up the trunk and you're going off to the wrong limb, but you might go off to another limb and get it right.
So the neck of an instrument? No. This is hard. Not the neck of an instrument. Is it musical?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it could be used to create music, let's say. I mean, depending on how you want to look at it.
Not
That's
a.
All it was.
Hmm. I give up. I'm going to flip all the cards.
I was thinking of a quill to write with.
Oh, that Very good. I could see that. It would have a spine and a shaft, and it would could have some feathers on the end. I see right. that. That works.
But I didn't know whether or not it had a special point. In other words, if you got a quill, do you put something at the end of it in addition to the tip so it doesn't wear out as you're writing? I don't know how long a quill would last.
That I do not know. That's not my specialty, although there are some great calligraphers out there that might know the correct answer. But the arrow is what we were looking for, and that brings back a lot of memories for people scouting or in phys ed class learning to shoot arrows in the targets.
Yeah, I can't remember when I took PE if we ever shot arrows. I just can't. That I can't recall.
We did. I remember we shot them into these hay-filled targets that, you know, had the rings, targets with rings and shooting in the middle, etc. I understand they've added a lot to modern bows to make them a little easier to pull and aim, depending on the kind of experience you want, that a lot of technologies...
They have a bow and arrow range, so to speak, in North Park now.
Huh.
It's like located... Well, you have to know North Park a little bit, but there's Ingomar Road, and then there's Old Ingomar Road, and you cut off Ingomar Road up to Old Ingomar Road, and that's where they have it.
I had no idea. I do know bow hunting or just shooting a bow and arrow for... I was going to say the novelty or for practice or as a target practice is becoming more popular. But I'm glad you came up with the correct answer.
Right.
It was a little tricky.
Well, was it because of Cupid and Cupid's arrow? Is that why you picked it out?
Well, maybe. Today is the day. So, in fact, that is, you do have my thinking in hand, so you will hear that. In fact, here it is. Thank you. Take care, okay. Tom. A little different version of Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness, for I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now Cupid, if your arrow make a love storm for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us a heart we can steal. Help me if you will. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. mine cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now Cupid,
Cupid,
don't you hear me?
Don't you hear me
calling you?
Calling you.
I need you.
I need you.
Cupid.
Filled up to the brim with artifacts of days gone by and history grown dim. Evidence of people who once lived along the river. They left their tools upon the ground, now the earth becomes the giver. My father took off on his bike when he was 17. Freshly plowed from trails after rain, searching after arrowheads and pottery remains. The reward isn't only in the finding, it's the step. Somewhere there an arrowhead he found. Finally, after 50 years of walking in those woods, he saw a shape he recognized lying where he stood. He brought it home, he showed it off. I held it in my hand, a little piece of history surrendered by the land. And I thought, someday I could have just one thing from my dad. It would be that black flint arrowhead he had. The reward isn't only in the finding, it's the steps you take. Up there a week ago and put it back into the ground. He said, God gave me the arrowhead I wanted all those years, but it was enough to find it. I don't need to keep it here. Maybe someday someone else will walk with wishful eyes, scan the path ahead of them and find their own surprise. Reward isn't only in the finding, it's the steps you take each day. The joy isn't always in the things you hold, but in giving back in some small way.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Heidi Mahler. And Arrowhead. And before that, Cupid from Colin Malloy of the Decemberists.
Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
By multiple requests,
being my arrow.
Harry Nilsson.
Taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. And in the morning when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow. Straight up the narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA, FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington.